Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Love the NBA. Love this guy as well, man. I heard him the other day. He was all sorts of fired up. As he usually is, good presence, great energy, big fan Antonio Daniels, lottery pick back in the day. You hear him on Sirius XM, radio host there, former player, champion as well with the Spurs, and he's also still in the studio there for the New Orleans Pelicans. So we get some thoughts on the situation with Mr. Zion Williamson. What up, AD? It's been a little bit. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, fellas. I am good. I'm not in the studio anymore. Actually their color analyst now.
Oh, so you're traveling. So you're courtside.
Yeah, I've been doing that for 3 years.
All right. So
that's kind of behind me.
I'm just checking, man. A little backdated here, AD. My bad, buddy. Hey, you know, I heard you the other day, and I'm sitting and I'm nodding. I'm like, he's right. Listen, we can sit here and lambaste Simmons for a lack of professionalism, which obviously is easy to do. He misplayed his hand, and he didn't think they would dock him money. He's out money. They got a big problem on their hands. But I believe the Sixers have messed this up as well. They're complicit. They should have known the moment that those guys flew out to see him and he said, doesn't matter, that his heart was never changing. While Ben Simmons needs to grow up, the Sixers cannot get off the hook and for really messing up this entire situation.
Well, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. There's enough blame to go around. You know, if you know anybody that's ever been involved in a divorce, it's never 100% 0%. You know, there's certain parties have a piece in all of it. And right now, we are looking at what looks like will soon be a divorce. Ben Simmons has a big part in this. Doc Rivers has a big part in this. Joel Embiid has a big part in this. Daryl Morey has a big part in this. You know, so I don't feel like this is on one person right now because of the way everything went down. And Ben Simmons holding out and then coming back. And then once he comes back, he's not all in. You know, and he's going through the motions in practice. He tells Doc Rivers, I don't want to do these defensive drills. Now he's become the bad guy. He's become the punching bag. I'll say this. There's enough blame to go around. I go back to the Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio Spurs situation. One thing I heard Pop say after everything was over, he said, if we could all go back and do this over again, I guarantee you we'd all do it different.
Yeah.
And it's the same situation here with Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, how do you see it eventually playing out, AD? You know, where does he end up? You know, or does he stay? Like, I can't see him staying. It just feels untenable right now. But where do you think he ends up ultimately?
That's a great question. Because a lot of this will come down to whether or not Daryl Morey is willing to set his ego aside. Because if the guy that you are waiting on and hell-bent on getting is number zero in Portland, when he comes out and says, I'm not leaving Portland, you're going to have to kind of dial it back a little bit. Because you can say that he's turned down some pretty good deals. You know, C.J. McCollum, Robert Covington with a couple first-round picks, or, you know, the D'Angelo Russell deal out of Minnesota. He's turned down he wants a king ransom in return for Ben Simmons. And right now, if you are another team that is looking to acquire Ben Simmons, are you willing to give up a king's ransom?
Yeah.
Because it's not about a skill set right now. It's not about a skill set. Now you start to look at the little things. So my thought process, if I'm a shot caller and I'm with another organization, is can I rely on him to respond professionally if things head the wrong way? Or is this what I'm going to get in return?
That's a hard one to, like, guess how it's going to actually play itself out. Can you see him playing for the 76ers at all, though?
Man, that's a tough question. The only way I can see him playing for the 76ers is somebody's going to have to humble themselves. Somebody. It doesn't work like that. Like, you can't have two egos in the midst of a stare down and either one of them are saying, look, I'm not backing down. And then I'll say this, though. I'll say this. There's no winners here right now. There's no winners. Daryl Morey can sit on one side and think, you know what, I'm winning because we're docking his pay. And Ben Simmons can say on one hand, well, you know what, I'm winning because I went back and I practiced. Like, listen, Ben Simmons is losing money on one end, and Daryl Morey, they're not a championship team without Ben Simmons present. So when you have two people that have ego and they have pride, right now the way you look at this whole situation is there are no winners.
Yeah.
Until you move Ben Simmons on and you bring someone in that puts you back into the championship fast lane.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, so we keep hearing these reports that Zion Williamson is over 300 pounds. Accuracy to that, and what in the heck are the Pelicans going to do if he actually is?
Accuracy to that, I have no idea. I honestly really couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. You know, I see him at practice, and yeah. I see him jogging on the treadmill and doing the battle ropes and so on and so forth. You know, what I don't like is I understand it's a journalist's job to journal.
Yeah.
I get it. But when people keep coming up with the whole, you know, a unanimous source from another team – said ABC, and that, like, I just don't rock with that.
Yeah.
Because, like, that can be, like, you know how easy it is to put out something bad about someone else to try and get something on the other side of that?
Yeah,
so
simple.
I just don't pay much attention to that. I was all due, it, whether it's Zion, it's Ben Simmons, it's anyone else. I just don't pay much attention to that whole thing. Now, if you're willing to put out who said what, so that way we can kind of add up who and if they have a agenda or if they have an ulterior motive or whatever it may be, I get it.
Yeah, but how do
you just say, you know what?
But how does he look to you? Does he look? I mean, to me, and I'm watching on TV.
I'll be honest with you. He looks like Zion.
Hmm.
He looks like Zion to me. That's him. That's what he looks like to me.
All right.
We also have to understand in saying that is – there's only so much he can do. When you have lower extremity injuries, then you can't be out there sprinting. You can't be out there running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just think last year when he messed his knee up. So to get back in the type of game shape that he needs to get into, it's not like it's his shoulder or his finger or his wrist where he can still do the running part and the conditioning part. Now, because it's a foot, and last year when it was a knee, the conditioning part has to be – there has to be a plan that's put in place that you have to slowly but surely ramp it up so you don't set yourself back long term.
Okay, I got you. We're talking to our buddy AD. That will be Antonio Daniels. You hear him on Sirius. You hear him with the Pels, part of the broadcast crew. 3 years, by the way, he's been doing that. How about that? 3 years fly. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I don't know, this probably a little bit more for the guys who never played in the game. Like, I love these lists here, and I know that you know that they – have dropped the first 50 of the 75, the greatest player list. Mm-hmm. As the NBA turns 75. Dominique Wilkins is an incredible snub remaining for the first list that dropped back in 1996. I mean, I thought it was really ridiculous what happened there. At what point, like, there's some guys like Doncic is only a couple of years in. Like, at what point do you think what I mean? When's too early for certain guys?
Oh, okay, this is what we discussed this today.
Okay.
On our radio show. And you know, like, I'm not a big fan of lists. I'm not a big fan of lists because anybody can put out a list. I'm a fan of lists if they give you a criteria for the list. When there's no criteria,
yeah, man.
Then it's just like, it is what it is. There's zero criteria right now.
Yeah.
So are we talking about points? Are we talking about accolades? Are we talking about accomplishments? Are we talking about all-star games, MVP, defensive player of the year? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
But when there is – are we talking about future potential? You know what I mean? But when there is no clear-cut criteria as far as what we are discussing and what we are talking about, I don't know. Do I think Luka will eventually be one of the best 75 players to ever play in the league? I do. But 4 years in?
Yeah.
3 years in? No, he's not.
Yeah. No, I said the same thing. I agree.
Yeah, and it's a list with no rankings. It just names. It's odd. I mean, and some of them.
So it's not like who's number one.
Yeah.
Who's number two?
Yeah. And
who's
as I was telling BT, there's some of these names I've never even heard of. Like, and maybe it's because I'm just not a historian. Like Bill Sharman, I didn't know that name. But maybe it's going to make me go look up those guys. Cowan's the same way. You know, the Lakers last night. AD, Steph obviously got a triple double. He shot 5 of 21. He didn't play great, and they handily beat, I think, this Lakers squad because they don't play defense. Russell Westbrook, BT agrees with me. It's like an odd fit because he needs to be a shooter. He's not a
shooter.
He can't shoot, right? It's almost like Carmelo Anthony, who turned into a pretty decent spot up shooter, would be better in the starting lineup than Russell Westbrook. How do you see this playing out? I mean, we all know that LeBron James always finds ways to like maximize those talents around him, even if they're not ideal. How does this work?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to take into consideration that we're just talking about one game.
Of course. Absolutely.
I think that's important because it is very easy after one game to have an overreaction the next day.
Yes.
But I will say this, because I'll go back to when the Lakers acquired Russell Westbrook, when they acquired Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo. Like, for me, when you are talking about offseason acquisitions, it has nothing to do with the player and everything to do with the fit. I thought Patty Mills was one of the best offseason acquisitions. Not because Patty Mills is an all-star, or not because Patty Mills is a great player, but because of his skill set next to James Harden and, at the time, thinking Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. The issue that I have with the Lakers is the big three that they have. Which guy is going to play Kevin Love? Which guy is going to be Chris Bosh?
Yeah.
Which guy is going to be that guy? Which guy is going to be the guy to say, you know what, I'll sacrifice the most? Can't be LeBron. He's one of the best to ever do it, and he's best with the ball in his hand. Anthony Davis is the only guy on that team who's at the peak of his career. So now you go down to Russell Westbrook. And I tell you what is extremely difficult. I've had this conversation with Gilbert Arenas all the time. When you're a star and you get star attempts, you can start off slow. Because no matter what happens, you're going to have another 8, 9, 10 opportunities to find your rhythm. When you're a role player, and you only get 8 or 9 opportunities, you better be efficient and make them work. And Russell Westbrook right now, because his skill set is similar to what LeBron does, and it's similar to what Rajon Rondo does, and it's similar to what Carmelo does, the fact that they all need the basketball. What makes big three so good is when those three guys' skill set complement each other very well. Look at those guys in Brooklyn. Look at those guys in Miami. Look at those guys in Cleveland. Their skill sets complemented each other. But Russell Westbrook right now, he's going to have to make a heck of an adjustment because the fact that he's not a knockdown shooter. It's different when you got a Wetter. It's different when you got a Jay. And it's like, oh, man, you know what? I don't have the ball in my hand, but they can't leave me because if they leave me, I'm going to be a heck of a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
That's not Russell's strength. His strength is having the ball and going downhill. How often would he have that opportunity being on the floor with LeBron James and being out there with Rajon Rondo? It's tough.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, man. By the way, Gilbert Arenas is one of the most interesting minds that I've ever exchanged basketball ideas with. That guy's amazing.
I'll tell you what. I tell people all the time. He is the most talented player I have played with in my 13-year career. The most talented.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Not a lot of people would see that. Yeah, people wouldn't see that.
Oh, my Lord.
He was unstoppable.
People nowadays can talk about James Harden and Steph Curry and Damian Lillard. Like, Gilbert is one of the first guys. You can go back to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Chris Jackson, but Gilbert is one of the first guys that I've seen that can shoot from distance with accuracy, can put the ball on the floor, was strong, athletic, can have, like, he was. People don't get it.
No, I get it. And he had a penchant for sticking daggers as the game was going. The final horn was getting ready to sound. Oh, I know. Star. Yeah, absolute star.
That dude was special, man.
No doubt.
That dude was special.
Yeah. Before his knees went, he was. I agree. Listen, AD, the only reason we're cutting off is because we have to bounce. We're a little late. We got to get the update. But keep up the good work. I know we'll chat throughout the year. Appreciate that stuff on Zion as well. We need to keep that in perspective. So we'll be watching. Thanks, man.
For sure. God bless you, fellas.
Back to you. AD in the house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.